At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
My friends, I'm Vivian McPeak, and this is Hemp Present. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. I greatly enjoy hearing from you, the listener. Award winner Patrick Bias was one of the actors who brought recognition to the TV hit series Wu-Tang, An American Saga on Hulu. He's a lead in the upcoming films Bar Fight and The Deal. Patrick recently guest starred as Isaac Jones on the hit TV show FBI and guest stars on NBC's Chicago PD, The First Purge, and ABC's Time After Time, Law and Order SVU. Patrick co-starred in the CBS series Person of Interest, Showtime series Billions, the hit CBS TV series Blue Bloods, and on NBC's The Blacklist, as well as many others. He co-starred in Spike Lee's executive-produced theatrical-released feature film Touched with Fire, has been on the Cartoon Network Adult Swim's The Jack and Triumph Show, BET's hit show The Rundown, and he also toured in the starring role of a Pulitzer Prize finalist play titled The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity, produced by the Curious Theater Company and TheaterWorks. In addition to all of this, he was nominated for Best Actor in a Play for the 2013 Broadway World Denver Awards, and he won Best Actor in the New York International Fringe Festival. And if all of that was not enough, Patrick has opened his very own medical cannabis dispensary in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and he's here to tell us more. Welcome, Patrick, to Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio.
What's going on?
It sounds like you got a lot going on, man.
Thank you for that intro. Thank you, man.
Thank you. You are busy. I don't know how you do it, man. I appreciate you being on the show so much. You know, Patrick, you've had an illustrious acting career. You've been an actor, a producer, a director. You've been a writer. Before we get into the subject of cannabis, what made you want to be an actor, and how did you break into an industry that has so many obstacles and so many people competing for each role?
So my career started, right? I was in junior high school, and there was a guy who came and talked to us in the auditorium. He was on a TV show in a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger called Terminator 2 T-1000. And he's one of the guys that was holding a detonator when T-1000 was coming in, you know, it was that scene. And so he inspired me. And so I was like, hey, one day I'm going to be that guy one day. So I said, I looked at him and I said, I'm going to be that guy on TV or in some movies one day. And then I just, you know, just went and just did my thing and learned the industry quick. And I just ran with it.
So you'd had really no prior acting experience? You just kind of dove in?
So I did have, I had no prior acting experience before that. Wow. Actually, everything that I went out for starting my, well, the first thing that I've actually auditioned for, I got. It was a short film with the director. His name was Phil Loco. Long time ago, you know, my first role, that was the first thing I submitted. One of my football player buddies, he had submitted my headshot and resume for me because he used to get the lunch in between school, in between class. He went to the post office for me, and so he submitted my headshot. And so that was the first submission I've ever done for a film, and I got it. And so I was like, oh, so, well, I got my first short film. So, you know, I said, this is what I'm going to do. So then I started to take acting classes. So this was high school. I started to take some acting classes after I had scratched this one little scratch off. When I was 16, I played the lotto. One of my friends used to sell me lottery tickets, and I win one for like $777. And then I took that money and put it in some classes called TVI Actors classes at Studio in New York, TVI Actors Studio in New York. And then I started asking questions, and then started asking more questions. I hung out with the older people when I was younger because they used to know game, I felt. So, and they were like more laid back in that kind of vibe that I wanted to learn from, soak it up from. And so they just put me on game. And wow. Then I just took classes and I just started to build more.
Patrick, with your production company 13E, you've shot film projects for influential people such as NBA star Shaquille O'Neal, rappers Rick Ross, Rocky Fresh, and Whale, and singer Ed Sheeran. From where do you get your drive and motivation? Where do you get all the energy and inspiration to wake up each day and tackle projects like these?
So I shot those projects many years ago. I say about, I didn't even know Ed Sheeran, you know, was Ed Sheeran. I was chilling with Ed Sheeran. I had no idea, man. Yeah, we went to a Rick Ross concert. It was a guy, he's a DP. He used to send me and my cousin out to do these jobs back in the day to, you know, to film a Shaq, to go with Reebok, to go film Rick Ross, to go film Ed Sheeran, who I had no idea Ed Sheeran was. We at Best Buy. I see people running up saying, I'm thinking I'm just chilling with a guy. You get me?
Yeah.
Yeah, people, you're Ed, oh my God. So I said, okay, I'm with somebody right now. So I'm still.
And now you're that guy. Now you're that guy people say that about, right?
Say that again?
I said, now you're that guy. You're the Ed Sheeran. The people go, oh my God, I'm with Patrick Bias.
I mean, I feel like things kind of, I think I felt things took off for me a lot.
Yeah.
I do. I feel like things are taking off of me more and more. About time.
Well, my last question about your acting, and then I want to get into your cannabis industry work, is you were born and raised in the South Bronx, I believe, before moving to New Jersey to attend high school. Do you think your East Coast upbringing helped you to prepare for the intensity and the competitiveness of the TV industry? How have your early formative years impacted your acting and your career?
Man, you know, I'm being from the South Bronx and shoot, being the leader in the family as a man, you get me? See, I wasn't raised with my mom and my dad, so I felt like raising up with my grandparents put me in a position where I said I need to do something that's going to make them happy. So I just took that responsibility on because, you know, my uncle, he was like, you know, back in the day, he was a pretty big-time gangster. And in the Bronx, and you know, he spent his life dying in jail. So I felt like it was my responsibility to put the family on my back. So I said, you know, we came from sharing a three-bedroom apartment, all of us in there, some of us sleeping on the floor, getting roaches and stuff. So people shooting on the roof. Family dying right in front of our building. So I said, you know, I don't want any involvement with that. So I said, I'm going to put the family on my back. And so I took my responsibility to go, just go do it, because I felt like somebody had to go do it. So it might as well go and be me. Then I had my son. And then my son, he made me feel like I had to give myself a timeline to go from the position that I was in at that current time and give myself some time to, I gave myself 2 years after my son.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Was born to put the family on my back more. And so I felt like it's bigger than me. You get me? It's bigger than me. My grandfather was my father, So my father, he passed away before I had time to actually show him the world he was giving. So I feel like right now, this is my time with my family, time, and everybody who's been riding out with me.
Wow. That's heavy. Patrick, in 2018, Oklahoma became the 30th U.S. state to legalize the medical use of cannabis. Cannabis in Oklahoma is illegal for recreational use, but legal for medical use with a state-issued license. CBD oil derived from industrial hemp is legal without a license. You've opened a dispensary in Oklahoma. I want to get into that in the next segment. But first, how and when were you personally introduced to the plant? What was your introduction to cannabis like for you?
So, to keep it honest, because I'm an honest person, I met somebody from Oklahoma, and he pretty much sold me a pipe dream. He told me, he said, hey, my dispensary is doing well. I want you to open up a franchise off of my dispensary. I'm going to show you how to get real money right now. So I said, okay, cool. So I went, got the money to got a store. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
By the time it was time to get ready to go open the store, he goes missing in action on me. He doesn't answer the phone. Like, I had my family move out, and it was just a situation where I was just like, damn, I didn't know what to do. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got a location. This rent is expensive, so I don't know what.
He kind of left you. He left you holding the bag.
Yeah, the whole bag. I changed a lot of stuff up and put a big investment into something of God sold a big dream to me. But what I did was I said, you know what? Me being the person I am, because I'm not a quitter, I took the good out of the bad, and I applied it to life. And I said, I'm going to make this work. And I looked at that situation as a gift because he taught me the game. He taught me the game. He taught me exactly what to do. And I took it, and my dispensary is doing pretty well. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful.
So you kind of applied the same work ethic, right, and creativity that you approach your acting with. You applied that to your cannabis industry work, right? We got to go to break. I'm talking to Patrick Bias. We're going to take a short break and come back with our second segment. We're really going to dive into things, so don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
And we are back on Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio with Patrick Bias. Patrick, let's talk about your cannabis dispensary. Tell us all about it. What's the name? Where is it at? What can people expect to find there?
Okay, so my dispensary is called Flavors Wellness Dispensary and is located at 2108 Southwest 74th Street, Oklahoma City, 73159. And it's off of I-240 Service Road, West I-240 Service Road. And we have a lot of weed, man. We have a lot of weed. we have over almost 70 strains, about 70 or so strains, plus strains. And, I mean, it's fun. The atmosphere is cool. It's out of the box. People, we've been nominated best dispensary out since we've been open. We've been open 5 months.
Really?
Yes. And
wow.
I mean, I'll just be honest with you. It's good. You know, I mean, it's good.
Nice, man. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So. I was in Oklahoma like right when things were starting to change, but I haven't been back. So what are you allowed to sell in Oklahoma? Do you sell bud, oil, vape, or all of the above?
Yeah, all of the above. We sell oil, the buds, the concentrates. Man, we got so many different things in here. We have cake edibles, cookies, brownies, the ropes, the fruit. You know, I'm not going to say whatever brand, but you get what I'm saying? The cereal bars.
You got it going on, man. You got a smorgasbord there.
It's cool. I every day, man, I wake up, I be feeling more thankful every day. Every day I wake up, out of any point of my life, I be feeling more thankful and thankful. You get me?
Yeah. Well, I bet your customers are thankful, too, because, you know, I mean, who ever thought that you'd be able to walk into a brick and mortar building, buy some weed like you're at a 7-Eleven, get out, get in your car and drive away, and you don't even feel like you need to look in the rearview mirror because it's not a problem, right? Who would ever thought that would happen? Are you still, you wake up someday and go, I can't believe that I'm legally selling cannabis?
Man, I'd be looking at the store right now. I'd be thinking, we be looking like 7-Eleven in here, man. With the customer traffic flow, I'd be using 7-Eleven name. I'd be like, man, we like 7-Eleven in here, you know.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome. You have partnered with a cannabis reform group, Chronic Docs, right? As well as a music festival in Oklahoma called Chronic Palooza. Let's start with that. Can you tell us anything about Chronic Palooza? What's that all about?
So it's a big festival that we're going to be a part of, a Chronic Palooza. And last year, it was about over 40,000 people came out. And this year, we're going to be headlining with them. Trina's going to be there. Shoot, it's going to be a blast. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, activity going on premises, in good ways. Everybody is all good and happy. So we're going to be there. We're going to get lit. We're going to pregame at the store over here at Flavors. And then we're going to leave from here. Then we're going to go there. And then after the shutdown from there, we're going to come back here to Flavors. And then we're just going to vibe out.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And you've got the Chronic Palooza Awards are coming in May. Am I right?
In April.
Oh, in April. Okay. Got it.
And
what is that about? Is that awards for is like a cannabis cup type thing where people choose what they think the best herb is?
Yes. So people, they decide who's the best, who has the concentrate, the best dispensary, the best bud tender, the best service. You get me? So
nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then September 9th is when we have the Oklahoma City Music Festival Awards. That's the Oklahoma City Festival Music. Sorry, the Oklahoma City Music Festival Awards. We've been nominated for Best Dispensary for that. And from their past events, I didn't go to their past event. It was lit. A lot of people came out. So we're going to be over there for that one too.
Sweet. That's sweet. Tell us about Chronic Docs. What kind of work does Chronic Doc do? And what's your affiliation with them?
So, I mean, they came to Chronic Docs. They came to Flavors. They brought the whole team out.
Are those doctors?
A lot of them. Yeah, so Chronic Doc, they're weed doctors. So they give you your weed doctor, Chronic Doc. They give you your weed cards, your medical cards. And they also are collaborators with a bunch of people in Oklahoma. So they put a lot of the best people together and bring an event to an area. So
nice.
We had an event at our dispensary, and we had a lot of people come out. We had liquor trucks come out. That's, you get a liquor license truck come out. They were giving out medical cards. There were people performing. There were DJs. It was a lot of people who came out.
Nice, nice.
I kind of got lit that day. You get me? So I would take some E&J VSOP.
Hey, man, why not? Why not, right? Since you can. We fought hard. We fought hard for that right, man.
And I was had a little bit of puffs on Mary Jane. You get me?
I get you, man. I think I know what that is, brother.
You get me? Shit, ain't nothing wrong with a little weed.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I know that it powers cannabis radio, man. We're running on it.
You get me? For real. Man, if some people was to smoke some weed, we wouldn't be at war right now. You get me?
Yeah, I think that come over here. I think that Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden could use with a little puff in the Oval Office, man. They'd probably be chilling.
Man,
they'd probably be just chillaxing, right?
You get me? Shit.
Yeah, man. So I don't know what the licensing's like in Oklahoma, but do you plan to branch out, man? You plan to open up any more dispensaries?
Yes. So Oklahoma is the first step. Next step, I'm going to move to New Jersey. From Jersey, I'll be moving around more. New Jersey. From there, I'll be going to New York. From New York, then I'm just going to just go across the country. So.
Nice.
I feel like, you know, the next step that I want to do, man, I came from the bottom of the bottom. You get me? So my next plan is to reach 50 million. That's my next plan. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Why not? Right. Okay. We got about a minute left in this break or in this segment. Since I got Patrick Bias here on the line. Can you drop any future TV projects or any acting projects that you're working on that we can get a little heads up on, man? Anything down the pike that you can announce at all?
Yeah, so I have Bar Fight. It's a movie that I have coming out. It's a comedy. Got a lot of celebrities in it, too. And I play one of the main characters in it, so it's real cool. And then I have The Deal that's coming out. Another movie that I'm starring in, and then I have another show that's coming out. It's a sci-fi show, which is pretty cool, and and I'm working on filming a Western as well, so that's going to be one of the next projects that I'll be working on.
Man, you are busy. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you find time, man. You are just really highly motivated, I have to say.
Thank you, man. You got to be, you get me?
Yep. You got to make it happen, man. If you want it, you got to grab it, man. Well, I am still talking to Patrick Bias. We're going to take one more break, but we're going to come back for a final question. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
We're back again with Patrick Bias on Cannabis Radio. Patrick, you know, we're recording this during Black History Month. You know, you have this tremendous acting career that you've racked up all these great roles. I'm just curious what other actors inspired you when you were growing up. What actors served as role models for you that you draw inspiration from in your acting career?
I love Denzel Washington. Denzel, I've always looked up to him. I watched most of his movies. And I love Will Smith. Will Smith is the man.
Right on.
I love Poitier. He's also good. And Queen Latifah, she's like the best in the world. Queen Latifah, she gave me some good advice one time. She gave me some good advice one time. She don't even know she gave me some good advice. And I ran with it.
You know, my wife and I actually watched Sidney Poitier in Edge of Night from 1957 last night. We watched that movie, and he was just great in it. I mean, you know, I mean, what a iconic actor, you know, you can't do better than that. Right. And Queen Latifah, I mean, she has built an empire. So advice coming from her, you got to take seriously. Right.
Oh yeah, you damn right. Shoot. One day I want to see Queen Latifah again, and I want to say, Queen Latifah, you gave me some advice and you helped me, girl. I need to tell her that.
Nice, nice. Hey, well, she's also an actor, right? Maybe you can. Yeah. Maybe you guys will be on the same bill together.
Yeah.
That would be cool, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure would. Let's throw it in the atmosphere, man. I believe whatever you put into the atmosphere is what you get back. You speak everything into existence. So me and Queen Latifah, one day we're going to do a project with each other.
Well, she gave you some advice. We have just a little under a minute. Do you have any advice for our listeners? If anybody wants to break into the acting industry, what advice would you give somebody?
As corny as it sounds, don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Replace quitting with learning. If there's something that you don't know, go figure it out. Learn about yourself. Learn about what you're doing wrong. If that engine is broke, it's not going to work. So you have to figure out how to grease your engine up to become the best actor. Learn yourself. Learn your skills. Learn how to get better. Learn the industry. Keep your head up and your chest poked up at all times, because this right here, this is built for the lion, and only the strong gonna be survived. So it's either you gonna be a lion or you gonna be the prey. And the prey is gonna be the people who's gonna quit, and the lion's gonna be the ones gonna bring the food to their family through the jungle. So just get ready and keep your head up.
Well, I think that's a great place to leave it. You know, Patrick Bias, man, thank you so much for being on the show. I've seen your work. I'm a big fan. I'm so looking forward to following your career moving forward. I know you're going to do great stuff. Patrick Bias founded Flavors Wellness, flavorswellness.com. Patrick Bias on Instagram, Flavors Wellness on Instagram. Man, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. I want you to thank your brother Alpha for hooking this up for me.
Yes,
and, yeah, man, and he did a great job. I've been going back and forth with him, hooked up with him on LinkedIn and stuff, and it's just been great to see you, man. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, and I got to be thankful for a great team, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be in the position that I am right now. So I'm thankful for everybody a part of my team.
All right. Well, that's the end of the show, man, everybody. Take care, and we'll see you next week. Marijuana!
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.